With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Correspondent Charles Deledesma reports on that Christmas market attack in Germany that killed at least five people.
Saxony-Anhalt Governor Rainer Haseloff also said that more than 200 people in total have been injured, many seriously, when a Saudi doctor intentionally drove a black BMW into the market on Friday evening. The man, who was detained, has lived in Germany for nearly two decades, practicing medicine. Several German media outlets identified him as Taleb A. Describing himself as a former Muslim, he shared dozens of posts daily focusing on anti-Islam themes. I'm Charles Deledesma.
The Senate has rushed through final passage of a bipartisan plan to fund federal operations and prevent a government shutdown, President Biden quickly signing that into law. Meanwhile, the Senate has passed legislation to boost Social Security payments for millions of people. It will eliminate long-time reductions to Social Security benefits for nearly 3 million people who received pensions because they worked in federal, state, and local government. Also at SRNnews.com, one poll suggests Americans hold divided views concerning President-elect Donald Trump and entrepreneur Elon Musk.
According to a poll by the AP and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, Americans view both men roughly the same. Musk, whose net worth tops $400 billion, has been tasked with leading a group to reduce the size of the federal government during the upcoming Trump administration. And about half of Americans who responded to the poll have an unfavorable view of Musk, which is similar to how they see Trump. About 4 in 10 have a somewhat or very favorable view of Musk, similar to how they see Trump. Donna Water, Washington.
The poll was taken prior to the past week's congressional battle to prevent a partial government shutdown by passing a continuing resolution, which Musk publicly opposed. This is SRN News. The Scripps Spelling Bee embraces feminism. With more, here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Organizers of the annual contest say they will now accept a new spelling for the word women that eliminates any reference to men. Women, spelt W-O-M-Y-N, was first promoted in the 1970s by feminist leaders in an effort to, quote, make the word free of masculine influence. Scripps officials say they're making the change because the Merriam-Webster Dictionary has done so. The 100th edition of the Spelling Bee is set to take place in May of next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The University of Michigan has fired its director of academic multicultural initiatives for making anti-Semitic statements. Rachel Dawson, accused of telling colleagues that, quote, Jews control the university, unquote, and that Jewish students should not have access to diversity programs because, quote, they are wealthy and privileged and take care of themselves, unquote. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. Starting in 2027, new seatbelt regulations will go into effect.
All new passenger vehicles will have to sound a warning if rear seat passengers don't buckle up. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration rule will also require longer warnings when front seat belts aren't fastened. Front seat changes take effect on September 1st, 2026. This will apply to passenger cars, trucks, buses, except for school buses, and multipurpose vehicles weighing up to 10,000 pounds. The agency estimates 50 lives per year will be saved and 500 injuries prevented. John Scott reporting.
Amazon delivery drivers and Starbucks employees are on strike in a handful of cities as they seek to exert pressure on the two major companies to recognize them as unionized employees or to meet demands for an inaugural labor contract. Strikes during busy periods like holidays can help unions exercise leverage during negotiations. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.